You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders takes on an annual spring ritual before summer strikes with full heat.
The time had come. Pollen season had finally ended. The deluge of pine peanuts subsided. The oak trees ceased dropping clusters. The time had come to tackle the massive wooden deck that wraps around the rear and north side of our house. By now, 6 years in, I know the drill. This is a four-day process. The deck is 1,800 square feet with long benches and railings all around, a shipload of treated pine that has to be stained every spring. The first spring after we bought the house, I got a bid from a painter. He quoted $3,000, but he was nice enough to explain what needed to be done. He pointed out it wasn't complicated, just tedious. I saved the $3,000 and DIY'd it. The first step is to clear the tree debris between the boards. I drag an old rolling chair outside and use a modified weed puller whose blade has been sharpened on my grinder. I roll around in the chair, clearing the cracks, then blow the debris away. For musical choices while performing this monotonous task, I recommend Jason Isbell, the new Sting and Shaggy album, Paul Thorne, and Anything by Mary Gauthier. This usually takes most of a day, which ends with a cold beer and me collapsed in a chair, contemplating the next step. That involves buying a half dozen jugs of bleach at the dollar store and filling up a pump sprayer several times. I've already pulled all the plants and furniture off the deck. So for about a half day, I bleach all the wood, much of which acquires a patina of green fungus during winter because of the rain and tree droppings. Inhaling bleach for several hours is probably not the healthiest activity, and I invariably burn my legs with the overspray. All in the line of duty, I suppose. I have an affinity for mindless labor such as bleaching the deck, repainting a bedroom, washing the many picture windows wrapping around our house. I do my best thinking, not that it's ever that great, while involved in repetitive tasks that do not engage much of my concentration. This leaves my imagination free to ponder the next writing project, or if the Red Sox can outlast the Yankees this season. Important stuff. The next day, out comes the pressure washer, which is loud, powerful, and whose starter cord will practically rip my arm out of its shoulder socket if I forget to pull the nozzle trigger to release the pressure before trying to start. I rinse off the bleach, wait another day, and then buy the cheapest disposable pump sprayer available, fill it with deck stain, and attach a paint pad to a pole. Out comes the office chair again, and I roll around, spraying and spreading stain. This time it's Aaron Watson, Margot Price, Amanda Shires, and Chris Stapleton on the playlist. Applying stain requires country music, in my view, but not that drivel that passes for country on commercial radio. I call that chicken fried steak music. Keeping the cats off the deck while I'm staining is a challenge. Tater and Tot spend most of their days outside, so naturally they want to see what I'm doing. I crank up the blower and point it in their general direction, which impels them to skedaddle. Finally, the deck is dry, the plants and furniture restored to their rightful places. My wife shakes her head as I work like a banshee for those 4 long days every May, wondering why I feel compelled to work so hard and long. Well, other projects await, such as touching up the house's exterior, repainting the upstairs hall, and then tackling the master bathroom. I'm already working on a new playlist, Music to Paint By.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.